Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Fun, entertaining, knowledgeable.
All right.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Right.
Live and local, it's time for the Fan Morning Show with Bart Winkler.
12:50 a.m. The Fan. I'm Bart Winkler. That is Tim Shea. Toby in on the big show this week. Scott Grodzki, CBS 58, helping the boys out in the Fan Afternoon Show. Got a tweet here from Paul. He says, I remember Bart saying a few weeks ago, if any Brewer team is going to go and win the World Series, it's going to be this stupid team. Paul says, I was right there, but stupid has become just plain bad. We bring in Tim Allen from our Gene Wagner Plumbing postgame show. And I went there, Tim. I went there about 10 minutes ago. I said here on August 9th, 2022, even though I hate the moniker, I hate the phrase, I did it. I, Bart Winkler, am in the Dunn Club.
Oh, yep. No, don't do that.
I'm doing it. I did the math. I looked at the schedules. Let me tell you my breakdown, and then I'll take your counter. So there's seven teams fighting for six spots, yeah? The Dodgers are in. That's it. Yeah. The Mets are in, okay? The Braves are going to make the playoffs. Yeah. The Padres, now the Brewers right now are only a game back of the Padres. How about the Padres losing five in a row? They're going to make the playoffs. The Cardinals, whether it's division or wild card, they're not going to allow themselves to miss the playoffs. They will make the playoffs. So it's between the Brewers and the Phillies for me. And I'm going to say that the Phillies are in a better spot. So I'm saying here on August 9th, and if I'm wrong, I'm wrong, you know, whatever. But I do not think, and we put a poll up, 80% of people right now agree with me, I do not think this team makes the playoffs. I hate to say it, but that's where I am. If my house was on the line, if my arm was on the line, if money was on the line, I would bet against the Brewers.
You still going to root for them to win then?
Absolutely.
Okay.
You know, a younger me may have said, I want to be right about everything I ever say. And so I would pretend to root for them and then secretly be like, I'm going to be right about something like anyone cares. But I, at this point, yeah, I don't think, if you're just asking me as a person, do you think the Brewers make the playoffs? My answer is going to be, I don't think they will.
You yield a lot of persuasion power, though, Bart. See, you're yanking a lot of team or a lot of fans down with your sentiment.
Well, I should be optimistic because it's better for the show. Look at that. It's better for the show. If I get down on the Brewers and people aren't going to care about the Brewers and I'm going to break down the Brewers and they're going to be, why is he even talking about the Brewers? He doesn't think. I'm just telling you, I always am honest, is how I feel.
Okay. Well, the key question would be, how did you get there? How did you get where you're at right now? Did you get there because of this particular season, this particular week, this particular trade? Or did you get there because you piled on all the history of the Milwaukee Brewers?
No, the history has nothing to do with it. I'm looking at this team. I'm looking at the seven teams that are fighting for six spots. I'm looking at the teams that I would be confident to say are getting in. If I'm a Cardinals fan, I'm very optimistic that my team is getting in the playoffs. I'm very optimistic about that. If I'm a Padres fan, I'm very optimistic about that too. Braves, Mets, Dodgers. So now, to me, I've come up with two spots left for one team, and that's the Brewers or the Phillies.
10 days ago, would Cardinals fans have said, you know, three games back, would they have said the same thing? That I'm optimistic that the Cardinals are a shoo-in for the playoffs.
I think in the situation where we're in, the Cardinals are going to have a little more optimism than the Brewers, just based on, maybe that's based on history. But the Cardinals did a couple of things. I mean, you can make fun of Jose Quintana. I think he's still good. He has been still good. Jordan Montgomery pitched very well against his old team, the Yankees. I just feel like the makeup of the Cardinals, and we've talked about this, how Marmol comes out and says, we want to win a World Series. Mm-hmm. They seem determined. You know, when things kind of rock their boat a little bit, they're still full steam ahead. It seems like whatever has happened in this last week with the Brewers, it has just destroyed them. It's gotten them so far off course that by the time they come back on, it's going to be too late. I'm still trying to figure out, and I'm throwing a lot here at you, but I hear from David Stearns after the trade deadline talk about, oh, Mark's this, Mark wanted this, his family wanted this. Then I hear Mark Anasio talking. He's talking about how I had no idea they were going to trade Josh Hader, and I was blown away, and you guys don't want me to meddle, so I don't meddle. And it's like what the Packers were a few years ago when McCarthy got fired. They talked about these silos. Well, we have these guys doing this, the coaches are doing this, the front office doing this, no one's working together. I thought the Brewers were in lockstep with each other all the way up and down. Now it seems like you got three different chickens running three different places.
And it needs to emanate from the clubhouse. And if I'm in that clubhouse, or if I'm Craig Counsell, or if I'm Andrew McCutchen, or whoever the leader is down in there, I would tell those guys enough about Hader. Do not answer one more question.
But you know
about
what? You
Hader.
Know what? I keep thinking about that is I think that yeah, at some point, because I'm talking about Craig, I'm talking about Stearns, I'm talking about Mark. At some point, the players need to look around and say, the 26 guys that are here are the 26 guys that are here. So we got to just figure it out. Yep. Josh isn't here anymore. We got to figure it out. But then I keep thinking about some of the stuff that they were saying, the Brewers were saying heading into the All-Star break. And when they asked Corbin Burns about the first half of the season, he voluntarily brought up that they went on three city road trips. And it's like, who cares? That's in the past. This team was so focused on that in the first half. I don't know that they're a good enough team mentally to get over some of this kind of stuff.
Well, they're an emotional team.
I think that's going to cost them.
They ride on emotion, so they need to snap the negative emotion that's going on right now. You can't just sit there and say, you're right, that we have what we have in this clubhouse. I brought up the example on Sunday of at band gigs. We had this drummer years ago. That right in the middle of the set, right in the middle of a gig, he'd say, you know, to us, you know, on stage, he'd say, why are we playing these songs? These songs, we should be playing something different. I'd turn around and look at him and say, we've got what we've got right now. You can't change that. Now, what do you bring this up now? So the same thing. It's in that clubhouse. They need to move through it. And you know, Hunter Renfroe, we've lost our life's blood in that bullpen, and et cetera. Those things have to stop because, you know, it's a collision course of some bad here in the last week. It has been. And look, as you mentioned, the San Diego Padres, you still have to play these games. You still, even though it's Pittsburgh and Cincinnati, you still have to get out there and play these games. San Diego loses a bunch since that trade. They just thought they were going to roll the baseballs and the bats out there, and hey, man, we're set. It's World Series bound for us now. It just doesn't work like that. And this, Bart, this team is a good baseball team. They are. They just are. I know it's a bad roll, and I know it comes on the heels of, you know, probably, I would say, not a popular trade. That would be the sentiment that I'm getting and reading and hearing and all that, but I mean, they're still a good baseball team. Their offense is not as bad as everyone says it is. It's really not. Their pitching needs to get on track. The timing of this all might be right in that, yeah, you're struggling now, but, you know, you need to turn the page. You've got to get through it, and they will. What kind of hot streak will they go on? I don't care what the competition is, and maybe they need the competition to ratchet things up a little bit. instead of sitting back and looking at Pittsburgh and Cincinnati and again, rolling the balls and bats out there to see if, you know, you're going to just make sure we're going to win these games. No, maybe they need a good Cardinal series. Maybe that, because they, as you said, and we both agree, they run on a little emotion. Maybe this is exactly what they need.
Yeah, again, they can make the play. I mean, I'm not saying they can't. I'm not saying they can't win the World Series. You get in, anything's possible. I'm not saying any of this is impossible. What I'm saying today is that if you're going to ask me straight up, and I've got to give you an honest gut answer, I'm going to say they're not going to make the playoffs.
And I say they will. I say there's too much talent on this team not to make a strong run, which is Council and this team's MO a little bit. Let's face it, they are finishers. And so I just think there's 54 games left. There's just too much baseball left. And, you know, so many things can happen and have happened and do happen to every team every single year that I can't make that determination. And so I want to just have some fun while this plays out a little bit. Now, what I've been saying is we got to be careful as to not to mix. And I know it's tough, but we have to kind of compartmentalize certain things, like, you know, putting all this history and heritage of Brewers baseball, however you feel about that, lumping that all in with one trade, one day, one year, in one situation. I know it's difficult, and I'm falling victim to this too. It's like, man, you know, there goes another shot at a World Series. Why can't they go all in? Well, you know, it's just not fair. I don't think it's fair to lump that all in there with this situation. You know, reshuffle the deck when the season's over, however it ends, and then we can go and tack that on to the heritage and history.
Is this something that people are doing, or is this something you think that I'm doing?
No, it's just something that we have to be careful of. I think there's a lot of fans doing that, and I understand that frustration. I'm right there with you. It's tough for me to say, man, look, all we want is a World Series here. We can handle a prolonged down cycle. I like that comment from David Stearns. That's your goal, is to avoid a prolonged down cycle? I mean, those three words have really, out of everything that's occurred, those are the three words that are just, I'm head scratching. It's almost like, Bart, there was excuses made of, you know, why we did this. And it seemed like, you know, they addressed the media like this was such a huge, big thing. And it's like, guys, yeah, okay, it was a star trade. I get that. But this wasn't like a new stadium. This wasn't like, you know, you're at the podium prior to World Series game number one. It almost sounded to me like they were a little defensive on the trade. It did.
Well,
a little
it sounds
bit.
Like, so here's how this played out for me. Is you hear from David Stearns first, and he's talking about how he didn't say anything about himself. He said Mark's family and the fans don't want a prolonged down cycle, like you said. And that makes me think that Mark and the Brewers are so worried. They're so worried about having a bad year because they don't want to look out and not see fans, or they don't want to see the support of the team. And they maybe they saw the Bucks win a title. Maybe that's something to do with it. And they don't want support to go away or something. Something scares them about having a bad year. And I think what they think is, if we go all in, look at these teams that have gone all in for the World Series. The Cubs won a World Series, but now they're in a down cycle. But that's how the Cubs did it. That doesn't mean that that has to be how it's done. The Cubs, I don't know what they're doing. They did it stupidly. The Braves, they didn't do it that way. The Dodgers didn't do it that way. The Braves, I mean, how much more resources did they have than us? We could do the same thing that they do. It just seems like Mark Attanasio thinks that winning a World Series is actually a hindrance towards the bottom line, because he thinks that then that means there's going to be bad years, instead of thinking, hey, if we're celebrating this team that lost 40 years ago, don't you understand how much money is going to come in if you're celebrating a World Series champion? So I think he almost looks at the World Series like a bad move. So that's what I was thinking right away, was that Stearns felt the pressure from Mark. Mark, at the beginning of the season, they asked him, why don't you stretch the payroll? And he said, we are stretching the payroll. We're paying Hader $11 million. Like, he's the one owner of 29 that would think that paying Josh Hader $11 million is expensive. Every other team would look at that as a bargain for what he gives you. So he's already throwing that out there. So it looked like, to me, the determination was, Josh Hader, we're not going to go to arbitration with him. We don't want to extend him. Try to get something for him. That looked like a directive, and so David Stearns looked like he was throwing out the directive from Mark. Then Ant Nazio talks on Friday. All of a sudden, he's saying, hey, you didn't want me to be a part of this. I wasn't a part of this. They called me, said that there's something we could do with Josh. I had to sit down. I said, whatever works best. And then he's putting all the blame on David. So I've just never seen those two not be as connected as they are. And that sort of, you know, dysfunction, that maybe not, that's not right, but it just seems like something's amiss here with the Brewers and nobody's on the same page. And I think that is seeping into the clubhouse. So I just don't understand. Yeah. I don't understand where the missing link is. I don't understand if David and Mark don't see on the same page. For Mark to have that interview that he had, and Adam McKelvey did a good job capturing it so we could all see it, and we played it a bit yesterday, I've just never seen him deflect so much to David Stearns before. I'm just absolutely stunned by it.
Yeah, and it seems a little messy. The whole situation seems messy. It just does. And, you know, you tack on Dinelson Lamet and the DFA there, and again, it's a rental and Rogers, and then you get two, and then I'm convinced they should have gotten more. I'm convinced. I'm absolutely
from Hader?
For Hader.
It was a terrible trade to begin with, and then they cut a guy.
Right. But again, though, and it's disappointing, and there's no coincidence that they go on a bad week right after that deal. There's no coincidence. To me, there isn't. Craig Counsell is going to say, hey, it's just a bad week of baseball. It's just a bad week of baseball. Well, they do ultimately have to turn the page. And these prolonged down cycles, I mean, you mentioned the Atlanta Braves. Look what the Braves did last year. Do you think that when they revamped their outfield midseason or throughout the season, signing Duval, Rosario, and Jock Peterson, do you think that those three players? I mean, this wasn't Acuña. I mean, this wasn't Soto. This were like a bunch of Hunter Renfros flying around the league. That's what those were. And so do you think that they risked a prolonged down cycle when they did that last year? So teams do it in different ways. I mean, then there's the flip side of this. You want to be the Phillies? Phillies haven't made the playoffs in 11 years. You want to be the Mariners? They haven't made the playoffs in 21 years. Brewers, if they make the playoffs this year, 7 of 14 years. Now that is the philosophical stat right there. That is one that you have to bounce around a little bit. And is that a good, that's a good thing, I suppose. 7 of 14 years on one hand, right, Bart? Just,
yeah.
You know, you would say for the most part, that's sort of a good thing. Then the other part is, what did it do for us? And so, I mean, it's two ways you can look at it. You can say, wow, this is kind of wild, and it's cool because we went through the 26 years and then it turned things around, which is really good. 7 of 14 years, and half the time you're going to make the playoffs. Bite of the apple. No prolonged down cycle. But is that all there is? That's the other side of this.
No, there needs to be progress. We got to a point.
Yeah.
And we're stagnant. We're content with making the playoffs and losing.
But two of those 14 years, in my estimation, two of those 14 years, you gave yourself a huge bite at the apple because you were, they say, legitimate chance at the World Series each and every year. Okay, now let's break down what is legitimate. We would have to define that. But 2011, 2018, those are your 2 years in the 14 that I think everyone would agree, nationally and locally, that the Brewers had a pop to win a World Series legit.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
The rest of the ensuing playoffs, the other...
But then since 18, they've done nothing. They've stayed stagnant. They've done nothing to even get back to where they were in 18.
And this is where people are struggling, and I think you're struggling with this too. Is this all there is? Is this the pinnacle for this team? And they're gonna laugh at us for even discussing this. They're gonna laugh at us and they're gonna say, what are you talking about? Of course it's to win a World Series, win a championship. Well, actions are speaking here. Actions are speaking loud, way louder than a bunch of microphones shoved at Adonacio and David Stearns. They're super good speakers. They know how to spin.
I don't know how to talk. I'm so pissed at Mark right now. He brings up the name Juan Soto. He brought that up. He says, financially, we could have done anything. What are you doing?
Well, and so that's why it seems convoluted. But although it is very complex at the same time. So I wonder, and I make this proclamation, Bart, and you may disagree, but I think given the right circumstances, this organization will, by definition, go all in. By definition of from where you sit, from where I sit, from a national guy, Dan Plesak, to Joe Buck, to everybody, I think at one point they will go all in. It didn't happen this year. By definition, San Diego, would you say they went all in? By definition.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, for sure. They went all in. I think this organization will do that given the right situation. I just don't know what that situation is.
We are served up by Wendy's, where it's the What's for Breakfast Hour at Wendy's. You can get the breakfast baconator this morning with the potato wedges to boot for a side. You can get the hot honey chicken biscuit combo sweet with a kick of heat. That's at your participating Wendy's. 414-677-1250. Tyler's in Tosa. Tyler.
Hey, Brad. How's it going?
Hey, what's going on, Ty? Yeah, call me whatever you want. I don't care.
No, it's good. But I just don't think, I don't know, the way the Cardinals are playing right now, they've won 7 in a row. And if they come into this series and they sweep the Rockies too, and they're up 5 games on the Brewers, and then they take that series, I don't know if this team has the mental fortitude and capacity to handle that, to go know they're going into the Dodgers and the Mets and all these other higher quality teams, and knowing they have 7 games they have to catch up with the Cardinals, just a tie. And the Cardinals have the 4th easiest schedule remaining.
Yeah, it's gonna be tough, Tyler. It is going to be tough. And that's why
a must-win series. Like, is that a third down?
Maybe there's a silver lining to it. Maybe they look at this series. Tyler, thanks for the call. Maybe they get a playoff atmosphere coming up in this series. Now it's going to be on the road.
Oh, it's going to be big. Oh, it'll be big in St. Louis, big in Milwaukee. But tonight's the game. Tonight is the game. And that's why, Tyler, every single game now is sort of that, you know, switch the emotional tide here. Turn the worm here. It's going to turn. They're not going to lose 5 of every 6 games headed out. It's not going to happen. This is where Craig Counsell is probably has one of the bigger challenges of his tenure, Bart, that this is he knows it. I mean, he knows it. We all feel it. We all see it. We see the results. We hear the comments. We see the demeanor, Devin Williams. We see and hear all this stuff. He is more challenged with getting these guys to stay connected. Remember, this was his being better teammates, staying connected, MO. When he came in here, he has the biggest challenge in that regard of his tenure. Right now, he needs to change that around.
Oh, and yeah.
I do think that winning 3 of 4 or winning 4 in a row or whatever, that's going to do a world of difference. And he understands that. And it's got to be playoff-type atmosphere all the way out. This has to be it. And I'd be shocked after what they just went through with the trade, with the comments, with the Pirates series, and with the Red Series, I would be shocked if there weren't another conversation headed by either Counsell, Murphy, or Andrew McCutchen. I'd be shocked if that didn't happen during this off day or prior to today's game.
Well, if they don't make the playoffs, you know, this is something that we started to touch on. If they don't make the playoffs, then is there any changes that need to occur? I don't know what those changes would be. David Stearns, something's going on here. Again, something's going on because what he did, that trade, is very un-Stearns-like. But now Mark's making it seem like it was totally Stearns' decision. But I'm looking at just Counsell. So the easiest thing, if they don't make the playoffs, you might scratch your head a little bit and say, yeah, do you fire Counsell? Well, Counsell, what they've done with him is the analogy I used was they threw him down a well, 30 feet down a well, and they're like, get out. And he said, can I have like a ladder or some tools or even a pickaxe so I can like climb up? And they said, nope, you got to figure this all out on your own. They've really put him in a position where he does not have a lot of the resources, but somehow he's got to figure it out. So whatever happens this year, it's going to be a little bit down the line before I would blame Craig if they do not make it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there's a lot of baseball to be played.
I know.
I'm jazzed up for tonight. I mean, let's go.
Brewers
7-10.
Brewers Rays. Yeah.
They've got talent. They've got
Turn the
pitching.
Radio down. Turn up the Zach Gelb show. I'll be hosting.
Yeah. And so you do have a lot of baseball left. I'm excited about that. It's in front of them. And this is where I agree with Counts. And that is you have an opportunity here right in front of you. There's a good foundation of talent here. If anyone wants to wrap in the history, let's go recent history. If you want to wrap in what you think is a failure in the history of the organization, just look at the last 6 years, 7 years, go 8 years. This dude, Stearns, GM Matt Arnold, they're getting no help from the minors. In a span of 8 years, look, I mean, that to me is the single most egregious thing that has gone on in recent history. Where are your prospects? Where the hell are they? You can point to the pitching staff, and I get you. They've had some rifle through the system, and they're looking good. Burns, Woody, et cetera. Where are your prospects? What a complete, and I hate saying this about the team I love, what a complete failure. And nobody should disagree with that. There are no position players that have given this team outside of Keston Hira in 19. Not even the Trent Grisham that you traded away. He wasn't that big of a help. They're gone. Where are they? Your scouting department, your development department did not work for the last 8 years. Now, is it better? Yes. As I look at it, it seems one hell of a lot better. I don't know what happened in the span of these 8 years, but a complete failure on the position player group side, guys. That to me is the biggest story for this playoff run in Milwaukee Brewers heritage and history. That to me should be the biggest story, and it flies under the radar. I don't know how and why. Zero help. Jonathan Davis is on your roster right now. Why?
I mean, a good catch against the Rays.
You can't come up with one prospect outside of Keston Hira. You can't come up with one prospect in the last 8 years.
Well, what maybe about your boy Tyrone?
Maybe even more. Tyrone Taylor was a selection 10 years ago. I mean, a decade ago.
Yeah, he was.
And he's a nice complimentary player, I think, you know, fifth outfielder kind of guy. It's okay. But I think everyone understands where I'm coming from, Bart. It really, that is a story that's being buried.
Let's get out to Mike's in Waukesha. What's happening, Mike?
Hi, guys. Timmy, just for hitting on what I was thinking about, just a couple things I want to say. Over the last couple weeks or ever since this trade's been made, I've heard statements as, hey, it doesn't matter if we would go all in. The Brewer fans will still come out if we're a loser for the next few years. No, they won't. I was a vendor at that place in 73, 4, 5 when we stunk. And at night I'd go into work and I was put on standby because we only were getting 7 or 8,000 people at the gate. And then you look at, they'll say, oh, if we win one World Series, I don't care if we win another one for 10 years. Bogus. The Bucks won one World Championship. We're already crying. I hope the Celtics lose. We should have won that series. Same thing with the Packers. They won it in 2011 by 2013. Why aren't we winning more championships? So that's all a bunch of bogus. And the funniest one I heard was, let the team leave. And then in a couple years, we'll get another one back. Oh, yeah.
Who said that?
They just hand out.
Which one of your idiot Facebook friends said that? Unfriend them.
Somebody that called in the afternoon show yesterday said,
oh, my God.
Yeah, we'll just let the team leave. And it's like they don't hand franchises out like that. And when you've lost two of them, you're probably not going to get another one back.
Yeah, if the Brewers ever left, baseball will never be back here.
Right. But the point about the players, Tim, is a friend of mine, he really looks this stuff up. And he said to me there's only been two position players that Stearns ever drafted that have reached the major league level. Grisham was one of them. He couldn't remember the other guy's name. Here's my issue. I looked up the roster on the both the Shuckers and the National Sound. Now, AAA level is a bogus level. These are all guys that are in their 30s and their late 20s. These are washed-up guys that aren't going anywhere. They're just there to complete a level of baseball. None of those guys are going anywhere. Then you start looking at the Biloxi age level of their players. We're already hitting 24, 25. These guys aren't getting to the majors. Even after 4 years of college, they're not getting to the majors till they're 25, 26 years old. They control them for what, another 5 years? These guys are 30 years old before they're eligible to get a decent contract from anybody in baseball. Feliciano was called up, what, 4 days ago? So what do? They catch Caratini Friday, Saturday, and an afternoon game on Sunday. They don't even let this guy see the field. I'd be demanding a trade if I was Feliciano. It's ridiculous. They'll go out and get some other washed-up catcher and bring him in. I'm sorry, guys. Something needs to be done. You're right, Tim. You hit it right on the head. Something's got to be done. These guys, I would rather see them call up Garrett Mitchell and Joey Weimer. Bring them up now because we're done. This team gave up when they traded Josh Hader, and I don't blame these guys. Thanks, guys.
414-677-1250, 677-1250. Should Mario Feliciano demand a trade? We'll take your calls.
I'm with him on the sentiment. I really am. And I wonder why they don't flush these guys through the system a little bit quicker. If it is in an effort to make sure you avoid prolonged down cycles. Because when you rush them to the majors, it means you have them for less amount of time. And then at some point, you're financially going to have to put up or shut up with this. I will say this. In looking at the prospects that the Brewers currently have in the organization, mid-level and beyond, I think they're in the best shape they've been in since Jack Cerencik was here. Because Bruce Seide was a disaster for this organization, on and off the field. And I don't want to go any further than that, but he was.
On this show, we say what we mean to say.
Well, you want to say? I don't want to break that news. So
say what you need to say.
Someone else has to look that news up and do a little reporting on that. Because I'm not going to report that.
What was he drunk or something?
The late Bruce Seide.
Okay. All right.
So someone has to do a little digging on that, and they can report it themselves. But I'm just saying Todd Johnson is turning this thing around. Now, what's going to be interesting to watch is how quickly they flush these guys through the system. Mitchell and Frelick and
there's
Heber
a lot
Perez
of talk about the minor leagues. The major league team is the problem.
Well, that if they get no help and you can't get these free agents at an affordable cost, then what do you do? They should have been supplemented by position players that were encouraging not only to help this team win a World Series this year, but encouraging for the future. And they just don't know why
you're so down in the minor leagues. We just got two great prospects for our all-star closer when we were in a pennant race.
Okay. Well, again, that's the cycle for David Stearns to avoid the prolonged down cycle.
This so, go-down is the worst trade in Wisconsin sports history.
It might. And we'll see how it plays out. But again, I warn you, and you have admitted full confession that, you know, you hated the Trent Grisham deal. And that turned out at some time to be a decent deal.
Yeah, I did not like that
move. Pretty darn good deal.
Yeah. I also didn't like the Jonathan VR for Jonathan Scope move.
Mm-hmm. But Jackson Chario, going to be interesting to see how quickly they move him through.
Well, he's only 18, though.
Okay, how old was Acuna? How old was Soto? How old were these guys?
All right. So now we're focusing on a kid in high A right now. That's where the Brewers are at?
Well, it's just a philosophical conversation. And I think a lot of Brewers fans know where I'm coming from. Start rifling these guys through. For example, Frelick, Joey Weimer.
I'm trying to figure out why are we talking about the minors so much?
Wouldn't they help in a position of Jonathan Davis?
why are we looking at Josh Hader got traded 6 days ago, and we're talking about the minors?
Yeah, because we want to help this offense be better, and Jonathan Davis is not doing that right now. So will Sal Frelick do that?
Oh,
and
God.
I say yes.
Sal Frelick
couldn't
should
be worse.
On the Orioles. Joey Weimer should be on the Nationals.
Okay.
We're just going to go right on to the this is the worst. You know what? I was like, oh, I don't think they'll make the playoffs, but maybe they can. They're not making the playoffs. This team, screw this team. This team purposely got worse. I don't understand what they're doing. Mark and Stearns need to figure it out. This is a joke. This is a joke of a team. And they didn't need to be. They didn't need to be. And when my drunk ass called you in 2018, I foresaw all of this. People patting themselves on the back. Hey, we made it this far. Sky's the limit. Sky wasn't the limit. We have a glass ceiling of Brewers. We'll never break it.
When they
celebrating
win 7 of 8.
Celebrating the 1982 team for the 40th time.
When they win 7 of 8 and get back into first place, maybe you're whistling a different tune.
Nah, it ain't going to happen.
It might happen. It could happen.
You know, I'm going bold out there today. You know who I got on coming up at 9 o'clock is Fred Siegel, who runs Old Takes Exposed. I got Old Takes Exposed guy coming up, and I don't mind having a take today. You know, you want Old Takes Exposed me? You know, Old Takes Exposed me. This team, this season, you know what? I'm already, screw it. I'm on to 2023. When's that schedule come out?
The championship season?
Soon. Yeah, I'm on to 2023.
Well, Bart, you mentioned the 40th anniversary of the 82 team. It's important to also
let me get Dave first, and then we'll talk about that. Dave's in Cudahy. Dave, go ahead.
Good morning, gentlemen. Bart, I've echoed your sentiment for quite some time. This team blows.
Yeah,
this is an absolute terrible team.
No, wrong. They're 8 games over .500 with a third of the season to play. They're not a horrible team.
They can't win a game because their feelings are hurt.
They're not a horrible team. They've had a rough week like a lot of other teams do.
Tim, numbers, these like the wins and losses don't mean anything. We say that all the time in baseball for pitchers. It echoes the same way with the team itself. Just because they're 8 games over .500, it doesn't mean that this team is not very good. It's not good. I'm sorry, but they're just not. Are you trying to say that they have any real legitimate chance going into any type of playoff series with the teams that are currently in the
I do. Yes, I do. I think they can win a playoff series. Yes, I do. I do.
Woo.
That pitching, the Dodgers, Padres, Braves, and Mets, they're facing Burns, Woody, and Peralta. And don't tell me that's not a challenge. That's a challenge for any baseball team in the league.
And let me bring up as well, you brought up the prospects. Why do we even have a lot of these prospects still? Because realistically, we should be wheeling and dealing some of them. I'm not saying unload the farm system, but there are plenty of guys that should have been moved, you know, in our top 10 to go out and get some more notable players. And on top of that, we don't even have that good of a farm ranking. Last I had seen, we were in like the middle 20s. I mean, this team is bad.
I'm still trying to get over the fact that Mark Atanasio brought up himself Juan Soto and said we had the capital and the finances to bring on anyone. What a jerk.
I'm with you there.
What a troll job.
I'm with you there. At some point, they're going to have to really, really, by definition of everyone's definition, go all in. They're going to have to.
Well, and Bart, you even said it. The Cardinals come out and they say they want to win a World Series. So what did the Brewers come out and say? We want to get to the playoffs. I mean, come on. That is two totally different mentalities.
They won't even say the word playoffs. They say bites of the apple. What? This is the worst for – you know what? I'm going to the game on next Monday, I think.
Bring that claws
I'm bringing
up.
Apples,
Bring
and that. I'm throwing them on the field.
Bart, wear all your claws up gear on Friday.
Yeah, I'm going to wear my claws up gear, and I'm going to have a bushel of apples, and I'm going to throw them on the field.
Yeah, we're done with the Dunn Club. I'm going to make you a Dunn chain. You know, feel free. Rep that around the station. And, Tim, whenever you want to jump in, I will gladly support that. But this team is not going anywhere, even if they do make the playoffs.
Yeah. I'm going to organize. I'm going to use my platform. Thanks, Dave. Get your catchphrase out there.
No more cheeseheads. No more cheeseheads in Wisconsin. We're now appleheads.
I'm going to bring apples. I'm going to throw them on the field, and I'm going to disrupt the game. And everyone's going to say, Bart, that's not. People are going to scold me because everybody loves to scold me because I'm going to be arrested.
The president of the Apple Club.
I'm going to go on the field and just sit there and eat an apple on second base.
Yeah, someone needs to put an apple, attach it to a hat with one big bite out of it.
That's what I'm going to do.
That's your apple
hat. Bites of the apple.
Someone did run onto the field on Sunday.
Well, good.
Yeah, they did. Yeah.
Good.
It was good.
But start doing it. Start doing it with a purpose. Don't just go on there because you're drunk.
But it's entertaining.
Go on there with a purpose. Go on there with some apples. Bart, you're being irresponsible. You think I care anymore? I don't care. I don't care. God. I remember.
I do. And
I remember,
a lot of Brewers fans.
I remember when the Bucks were going to win a title. I was talking to Freems about this on the show, and I said, "If the Bucks ever win a title, I'm going to flip a car." And he looked at me like I was like the worst person ever. How dare I'm on a platform? I say that. A lot of people say a lot of things a lot worse than me. I just want my favorite baseball team to win a World Series.
Yeah.
So I might go to a game and throw an apple on the field. Put me in prison. Lock me up. Lock me up.
Don't do it.
This is disgusting. This is the worst trade that's ever happened. Stearns then says it's Mark's fault. Mark then says he's got the finances to take on Juan Soto.
And we got a first pitch at 7:10 tonight.
Brian, Germantown.
How you doing, guys? So I get all the frustrations, and I'm not real happy with the trade either, but I wanted you guys to do a little exercise here, just philosophically.
Oh, my least favorite word. What?
So, yeah, it's not fun necessarily for Stearns to continue to take a bite at the apple, so to speak, and not have any fruit as a result. But if you had a choice, would you continue down this path, or would you choose the path of, let's say, the Florida Marlins, who win two World Series, but they're terrible? And then every 10 years, they just go all in, win, and then they're terrible again.
Yeah, I'd much rather have that.
A lot of fans would. Yeah, a lot would.
Interesting. Okay. I mean, because it's less competitive baseball. It's just every
but here's,
10
here's
years.
Another, here's, another, here's another twist. Okay, so let's say the Packers in 2010 won the World Series or Super Bowl, which they did, and then they won it again in 2020. They won another Super Bowl. And the other years they sucked, okay? Well, then not only would you gain a Super Bowl win, but you would minus the year in Seattle. You would minus the year in Arizona. You would minus the year against San Francisco. You would minus all these losses. So it'd be one more nice thing. It'd be a lot more apathy. But I would add apathy and championship title and subtract heartache and pain. In an instant,
yep. You're getting to the crux of the whole situation. You really are, and when you use the word philosophical, that's exactly what this is. Do you want a World Series? We all do. Okay. At what cost is their question? Is it the cost of losing for an additional 7 to 9 years? And that's where do you want more chances at a World Series on a consistent basis, or do you want one and done, and then we'll see in about a decade? I mean, that really what this is all about. That's what it's all about in a mid-market or small market team. It is.
And I almost have to wonder, I'm going to bring the Marlins up again, because I think that there's somewhat of a comparison here. If we are going to go down that path, is what the Brewers just did with Josh Hader going to be paramount to what the Marlins did with Miguel Cabrera a long time ago?
Yeah, I mean, Bart might be onto something here. This might be the worst trade in Brewers history. It might be because of what it did short term, but what it potentially did long term, and not just the physical players involved or the prospects involved or Hader involved. It's the sentiment around the league also.
Well, look at all the specifics. They didn't call anybody on Hader. They basically took the deal that was offered to him. They worked with the Padres to somehow keep them under the luxury tax that they'd have to pay. And then they got a guy in here and DFA'd him 2 days later because they didn't realize he was out of options.
It's just, again, some of it doesn't make sense. And it seems, it is messy. It is very messy. But this trade, who knows, down the line, Gasser or Ruiz, or, you know, when they're doing their thing, we'll project it now. And we'll also keep an eye on the San Diego Padres. With what they've done, did that result in a World Series title?
Tim, I love you. I'm going to let you go.
Okay, well, I love talking Brewers baseball with anybody, but that includes you for sure, Bart.
Do you have any questions about my trip to Canton with Gary Ellerson before I let you go?
Did you stay in the same room?
No, we had our own rooms. We had really nice rooms.
All right.
Big shout out to Odyssey. The reason why your app may not be working this last week is because we took some of that money and put it into the hotel rooms Gary and I stayed in.
Gary and you, yeah.
Yeah, it was fun. It was busy, but it was fun.
Brewers fans, they're a good baseball team. Their season is in front of them, not behind them. It's in front of them. So let's have some fun down the stretch. Competitive baseball, they're a good baseball team. And you never know. I'm sorry, but you never know. We all think we know at times, but you don't. Sometimes what we think we know, we don't.
We're supposed to talk about 1982? Was that it?
Yes. Hold on. Real quick on that. Bart, it's important to celebrate certain eras in a organization. It really is. Because I will just say this, and you can dump me. But
no, I'll keep you for a minute. Tim, the late 70s. Shay told me you've been like... Waiting to talk to me about the 82 Brewers.
The late 70s and early 80s era Brewers is the reason they're still here. It is. Guys, it is. It is something. It's not just to celebrate that one trip to the World Series.
Then that needs to be changed.
It's to celebrate the players. It's to celebrate the era. The late 70s.
Well, then let's do an alumni weekend.
If the playoffs were constructed as they are right now, back in the late 70s and early 80s, they'd be a freight train. They probably would have won a World Series in that run.
So, okay, with this 1982 thing, it does seem tacky. And McKelvey had a tweet that he thinks it takes away from the current team, that's why fans are upset about it. I'm not upset about that. I'm upset that we are celebrating a team that blew a World Series lead.
Well, then don't bring these guys back to celebrate Prince Fielder on the Walk of Honor or Ryan Braun or Jonathan Lucroy.
No. So I understand that this 82 team in that era had a lot of connections where they'd go in the parking lots afterward and chug beers with the fans. And so what I liked about this weekend was when you had the opportunity to go and they do that like tap thing, where it's like Brewers on tap and like Cecil Cooper's serving you a beer and you can talk to him a little bit. That's great. These little things where it's like Bob Uecker does a round table with four Brewers at the Third Street Market Hall that nobody knows is open. We've done that 1,000 times. The on-field celebration where we see Audrey Keene for the 90th time. We've done all this 1,000 times.
Yes, and I want to do it again because that's being a fan. Bart, I've said it before.
So
I'll
if you
want to
do an alumni weekend, that's okay. If you're going to celebrate a team, you got to have a team that won a World Series before you treat them like they are a dynasty.
There's no better way than to not be a fan of a team you love than to get into broadcasting. Because that is going to take away every ounce of love and being a fan of that team in you. And we're seeing it play out time and time again. It's okay to be a damn fan. Once you get into the analysis of it in this
you're talking to me about this?
Sports talk radio, it just takes away your being a fan. You're afraid to be a fan anymore.
I'm afraid
sometimes
to be a fan. I'm so pissed about this team, I want to throw apples on the field.
I know that.
If anything, it's made me more of a fan.
But let's not discount that's cool. That era for me is super cool.
That's why I'm different around here. Because you got all these other people that think they're journalists, Big J journalism. Well, Jason Wilde's not a fan. Steve Zabin, he loves our teams because he gets a hefty check for them. I love these teams because they are me. I love these teams because I am from here.
Well, then that
and
then
this
you
business will never, ever take that out of me.
Then you should embrace when they get together with these Younts and Molitors. That's so cool. That is just as cool. It is. And when they bring back Braun and Lucroy and Fielder and all that, that's J.J. Hardy and Corey Hart and Giovanni Gallardo and Ben Sheets. That's what these people grew up loving. It depends on your era. Mine happens to be the late 70s, early 80s, and then beyond, obviously. But that to me is the connection that has to stay. It has to remain. There's a connection with the fan base and that organization that I just think is special. It's unique and it's special. Sorry.
I got to take a break. You know how it works.
Okay. Yes, sir.
I love you.
Bye, Bart.
Bye, Tim. Tim Allen. Great Midwest Bank hotline. If you're applying for a home renovation loan, you're a bit anxious, breathe. I need to breathe.
You okay?
Well, I try to question my fanhood. Come on. Let Great Midwest Bank help you experience a state of tranquility. Get started at greatmidwestbank.com today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
12:50 a.m. The Fan. It is the Wendy's What's for Breakfast hour, whether that means a breakfast baconator for you today, whether that means a hot honey chicken biscuit sandwich for you today. Get the combo. Get the potato wedges. Get a frosty chino. Some feedback to our segment with Tim. Go Pack Go says, I can't get the Odyssey app to work this morning. 414-677-1250. 414-677-1250. Logan is in Houston. What's happening?
Hey, so we keep on saying that we're going to take bites out of the apple that way that we can get to the World Series or, you know, have a shot for the World Series. But we have these shots for the World Series, and then we throw it away by trading away our best closer and not bringing in one offensive piece.
Yeah, well, they still they make that trade, and they still thought they were going to have a bite at the apple, and now this trade may have cost him a spot in the playoffs.
Exactly. And I wasn't that upset about dealing Hader. I was upset about dealing Hader and not getting a bat in return. Because, like Tim Allen said, well, our pitching is pretty dang good, but golly, if we don't have the bats to score a run or two, then it doesn't matter how good your pitching is, because you can't win if you don't score. So,
yeah, thanks, Logan. I still don't get this trade. I think it's going to go down as one of the worst in Major League Baseball history. Trading Josh Hader at some point, and we've talked about this, but trading him at some point, you know, I still think, like, it's okay to keep a guy. You got to get something in return. Do you? Isn't getting another year and a half of Josh Hader getting something
in
return?
If we didn't do anything, then we'd be arguing that. What are they doing?
Well, no, but it'd be a lot better because we didn't think this was even an option.
Yeah, but we would.
So we'd be arguing not knowing
about
this reality.
We wouldn't have known.
Trading Josh Hader was always going to get a reaction if it ever happened. Trading Josh Hader last offseason or some offseasons before, that would have been, you know, there'd be some reaction to it. Should they have done it? Did they get enough? You could have done it this offseason. Should they have done it? Did they get enough? You could have traded him next year at the break. Well, you still got to get some for him. Trading him this year was probably the dumbest time to trade him, because now what the Brewers did is they were like trying to make up for value in him they lost. But still, this package, that's when I really started getting mad. They made this trade. They made this trade, and the Padres still had enough to go get Juan Soto and Josh Bell in one other trade. It's like a lot of prospects. The Padres are like, hey, there's some guys that are untouchable. And the Brewers were like, okay, that's fine.
We'll give you money. We'll give you money, too.
Yeah, the Padres are like, well, we need to make this trade so that we can stay under a luxury tax. And the Brewers are like, okay, well, let's make it work. I don't understand it. I don't understand it. No, it doesn't. There's something we're missing. We're not reading the whole story here, because the way that we acquiesce to the Padres' demands, the way that David Stearns and Mark Adonazio are not on the same page, there is something to this story that we are missing, and I don't know what it is. Did Mark or David? Did one of them just not like Josh Hader? I don't know. Was there a mixed message between the two of them? I don't know. Was it like that Tom Brady commercial where he told, or Gronk said he was going to retire, and then all of a sudden Tom Brady is going to Florida with him, I don't know. They didn't have good enough cell service. Maybe Mark said, don't trade Josh Hader, especially not to the Padres. And David's phone heard, trade Hader to the Padres. I don't know, because we're missing something out of this, and that's for sure. 414-799-1250. The man behind Old Takes Exposed. I did it again. 677-1250. The man behind Old Takes Exposed, Fred Siegel, will join us at 9. There are some more naming rights changes in the NFL. Will that ever happen to Lambeau? And Aaron Rodgers was asked to his face how he feels that he killed grandmothers. Wild stuff all coming up next.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.